chapter. No. But we're starting from Mishnah. We're in Sinai base, yeah. We're in yeah, we only did a block Thursday night. Actually, tonight's one is very easy, interesting, etc. Beishamai Matinas at Soros Lachim. Beishamai permit the co-wives to the brothers. Now, that means if you have three brothers, I'm not sure there's a picture in here. Let's see if there's a picture, but I didn't bother looking it up. But if you have three brothers, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, right? And Reuven is married to Shimon's daughter, and he has a co-wife, right? And then Reuven dies, so then, of course, Shimon can't marry either the daughter or the co-wife, but the Reishama holds that Levi can marry, that he can... What? They, I'm sorry, alright, I better find a picture if there is one, just a second, to make it clear. Okay, wait, don't lose it. Here, this is, no, this is not a good picture.
Leave it.
No good picture here. Yeah, but that's, it's not, no, it's not even that complex. It's less complex than that. You have two brothers, Reuven and Shimon. Reuven is married to Shimon's daughter and another wife.
Okay.
Reuven now kicks the proverbial bucket.
Okay, so Shimon can't.
Reuven, Shimon can't marry his daughter.
Right.
According to Basil, he can't marry the co-wife either.
Okay.
But according to Bishama, he can marry the co-wife. Okay? So Bishama has a co-wife. That's what it says here. Bishama matir netzatzoros lachim. Bishama permit the co-wife to the brother, even though he can't marry his daughter, he can marry the co-wife. Basil forbid this. Why? Because they have a special drush that says the litzror, that when you have two tzoros, one of which is forbidden, so then you can't be miyabim the other one either. Chutzu. Now, what if he did chalitza on them? Now, the Beishame, post-Mekura Beishame says chalitza is real chalitza. Since Shimon, although he can't marry his own daughter, he can marry, he can, since he can't be miyabim his own daughter, but he could be miyabim the co-wife. According to Beishamai, therefore, when he does chalitza on the co-wife, that's a real chalitza. It's bona fide. So therefore, just like any chalitza, it makes that woman no longer suitable for a kohen to marry. However, Beisil Machshirin, Beisil says that chalitza was superfluous. He's not allowed to be miyabim neither his own daughter nor the co-wife. Therefore, he doesn't have to chalitza on his own daughter or the co-wife. So the chalitza is a superfluous, gratuitous act, and therefore cannot make this woman unfit for kahuna, because it was a meaningless gesture. Okay? Anisiyabu. Now, what, of course, if the yibum did occur? So Beisham says the child of this union is a legitimate kosher kid. Well, Basil Postlin. Basil will render him unfit. Why did Basil render him unfit? Now he's unfit, he's a mamzer, according to Basil, right? Because according to Basil, it's a brother's wife, Shalopimoko mitzvah, where the mitzvah doesn't apply. So therefore, the progeny of that union is a mamzer. So you have a case which Beishamai, the kid is a legitimate and kosher kid. According to Basil, the same kid is a mamzer. Okay? So says the Gemara, nevertheless, even though Basil would say that the kid's a mamzer, Beishamai would say the kid is a fine and dandy kid. Lo nimnu Beishamai miliso noshim Basil. Beishamai did not refrain from marrying women from Beis Hillel. Of course, the woman they would not be allowed to marry is a woman who was a co-wife of an erva and went out scot-free to the marketplace. Because going to Beis Shammai, she requires yibum or chalitza, right? So going to Beis Shammai would not be allowed to marry such women, and Beis Hillel would identify such women before Beis Shammai. And Beis Hillel would not refrain, from marrying Beishamai, even though there was a case which was potentially a mamzer according to them, where there was a brother who was miyabim, the co-wife of an erva, despite the fact that the erva was usser, they would still marry into Beis Shammai, and each would notify the other. And the Gemara is actually going to say they notify each other. The Mishnah doesn't say that. Kol ha'taros ha'tamei, similarly, all the taros, the things which are tor and tamei, shu'elim ha'tarim ve'elim ha'tamim, that these ones would say are tor and these ones would say were tamei, that aloni nu osim taros elor gavelu. Despite that, so even though they're major machloksim, major disagreements of what's tor, what's tamei, they were not, did not refrain from involving themselves in the common practices where they both agreed. Now, Rabbi Shimon Shem Rabbi Yossi B'Shem Rabbi Noroi, B'Shem Noroi says, there's a Talmud Beis Shammai, what's Lahajah Beis Shammai? Who says that the co-wife can undergo Yibum or Chalitza, the co-wife of an Erva, the co-wife of, let's say, your daughter who's married to your brother, so that then what's the logic of Beis Shammai? So the very interesting drasha, the Bavli also brings down this drasha. Lo tieh eishes hameis hachutza lizor. The wife of the deceased should not go out to a foreign man. Now the way we dash into that is hachitzona, the one who's the woman who's on the outside. In other words, chutza, that is not a verb, means she shouldn't go out, but rather it's an adjective. The isha who's the chutza woman, meaning she's not related. There's a karov, which is a relative of yours, and there's a chutz who's not a relative of yours. So your brother had two wives, one which is related to you and therefore forbidden, the other which is a chutza is not related to you and therefore it's permitted. She may not marry somebody else. She's got to be misyabim or do chalitza with you. Okay? Asi the Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai slosho kos kilikutai like the Samaritans. Shehein miyaminis harusos. The Samaritans had a custom, they did evil to women who were betrothed, umotzien es hanesuos, but not to women who were married. In other words, if a woman was betrothed to your brother, and then your brother died, you would do yibum or chalitza to her, but not if she was already fully married to your brother. How, what drasha did they learn? The inu darshin chutza achitzoina. They learned the same drasha as Mishav, except with a different portent. They learned that it meant that the only woman who gets yibum or chalitza is a woman who's already, who's still somewhat of a chitzoina, who's still somewhat outside of your marriage. How's that? She's only betrothed and not fully married and living with you. Says where Mama Carmen should be kutoi. How does the kutoi learn? The pastor says uben ein lo. Now this is such a sad question, so sad, because it reflects limited morality which in our time in Beis Shammai's time. They said, wait a minute. It says you have to check out the wife if she has a kid. If she has a kid from this husband, then there's no yibum chalitza. According to the kutai, of course she didn't have a kid by the husband. They were never fully married, right? So is it obvious that she didn't have a kid by this husband? So obviously the question is, of course there's no hanky panky, right? So obviously there's no kid. So since there's no kid, so what are you checking out? So I'm Rabbi Yaakov Drumi, Yaakov Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yaakov Drumi said before Rabbi Yossi, Ubein Ein Lo. We check out if he doesn't have a kid. Mean had a suach itzoyin from another woman. Now it's ain't a chayim for this woman. He couldn't have had a kid because he was only betrothed and not married. But maybe he has a kid from another marriage to another woman. Then lo sielish zor. If she only, if she doesn't have a kid, doesn't have a kid from another woman, only then is she forbidden to marry a foreigner and must have yibum or chalitza. Amar le. So Rabbi Yaakov Drumi said to Rabbi Yossi, lo yechash noch kutoi. I hope that they will not suspect you to be a kuti. Dat mekayim drasheo. Because you justified their drushes. In other words, you came to defend them and say how they died from the pasuk of Ubei Neilo. Tanya, we learned. They of course they'll be in Dershmiksaf. Yeah. They don't believe Torah Shabbat Peh.
Right.
No, sure, they have their own Torah. It's written in Samaritan. Saf Ivri. No, it's ours with very minor differences. They have, though. It's our Torah. Yeah, but it's a mistake which we all have that to think that Samaritans and Karaites didn't have Torah Shabbat Peh. They did, just they made it up. They didn't know there was a Messiah on it. They also have drushes, but they all the drushes are not like our drushes. Right, some people have drushes are made up, but they are the apikorsim. In any event, says the Gemara further. Tani Rabbi Shimon Elazar says, "Numeisi eskift." No, I didn't. Numeisi sovrei kutim. I said to the soifrim, the rabbis among the kutim, "Mi garachem li toisu, cause you make a mistake." The lace atun drosh. Now the problem is. I didn't see anybody speaks about it, that Beishamai made the same mistake, and the Gemara is going to say that. Who made you make the mistake that you darshan chutzah like chitzoyna, that you don't have Rabbi Nechemiah's drosha? The Tani Mashem Rabbi Nechemiah, it's learned the name Rabbi Nechemiah, called him a shutzah lamed bitchiloso, any word which needs a lamed at its beginning. Which means to so and so or to some place. Viloni Danlo, and was not given the lamed, Vita Lohe Basofo. Gets a hey at the end. That's the Kamat Se principle. Kigon, such as Lachutz, meaning to the outside, can also be written Chutza, right? Lasair, Tusair, can be written Seira. Lisukos, Tusukos, can be written Sukosa. So a year two, chutzah means lachut. It's not an adjective, chitzayna, the external one. It's a, what? Going out, yeah, verb, okay? Going out to a place, or going out somewhere. So, Messina Rabbi Nechemiah, the answer Rabbi Nechemiah was the following apostle. What else the following apostle would add both? Haksidhan say, Yeshuvah Rishorim, with Sha'olah. The evil doers are returned to Sha'olah. Since we're redundant, Lamed and Hey. Rabbi Bar Zavda, so Rabbi Bar Zavda said, L'diyute atachtona shoshol. They're going to go down to the lowest level of the grave, or of the pit, or of Gehenna. So that's what saying L'shola means down there. It's a double down. Right? To say that the Rishonim are going to go down to the bottom of the pit. Tani Milanetom Rabbi Yochanan ben Nori. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nori said, Hey chalachuzu avachos b'Yisrael. This is a discussion actually they had in Yavne in the Sanhedrin, it seems. See how this halacha is expanded literally, but how it's prevalent in Am Yisrael. In the Kai Divrei Beis Shammai, and we learn at Beis Shammai, Avlat Mamzer Ki Divrei Beis Hillel. Think it's going to be a Mamzer according to Beis Hillel. In the Kai Divrei Beis Hillel, if you're going to learn like Beis Hillel, Avlat Mamzer Ki Divrei Beis Shammai. The kid is a Mamzer according to Beis Shammai. Not necessarily Mamzer, but he can be possible, right? So, Bovin and Sakein, let's make a generic principle in order that nobody has to worry about what's going on. There are all these cases, they'll get chalitza and not yibo. So, everybody will agree that then they're not considered to be tzoros anymore, and then we won't have a problem of not being able to marry either them or their progeny. So, why don't we just do like that? Call a conference and resolve that everybody's going to be machmir, right? So says the Gemara. Tani, we learned Lois Pigle Tatskin. They didn't get a chance to make such a takara achenitver for sure until something went awry and they were not able to do so. All right, Shingala said, you know what? It's a good thing that they weren't allowed to do so. You can't, because if not, Mana said, sorry, Shoros Shinisu. What are you going to do with all the old co-wives that they still allowed to get, that the Beis Shammai allowed to marry their own brother-in-laws, and the ones that they still allowed to go out Lashuk without having done Chalitza? What are you going to do with all of them? If we say now we're going to make a pshara and we'll always be machir, so those poor girls, neither Beis Shammai nor Beis Hillel will be poor girls and boys. Neither Beis Shammai nor Beis Hillel will marry them. So therefore, we can't make such a takara. Now, says the Gemara, Rabbi Lezer says, Ava Bisha Nechluku, Beis Shammai Beis Hillel b'tzoros. Even though Beis Shammai Beis Hillel argue about the tzoros, about whether allowed to marry or miyavi them or whether they need a libu and chalitza or not. Nevertheless, modem are you shein of lad mamzer. Beis Shammai concedes to Beis Hillel that if the Yavama got married to the marketplace without the benefit of a get, without the benefit of chalitza, sorry, the kid is still not a mamzer. Why is the kid not a mamzer? Yeah. She's not an Eshesach. She's not an Eshesh, right? That's really, you're really correct. In other words, even though Yavama has Zika and she has to marry the Yavam, but her prohibition to everybody else is no longer a prohibition on a capital level, rather a generic prohibition. And therefore, since we pass in Laik Rabbi Kiva, that a mamzer has to be from a relationship which would generate a death penalty, not just Malkus, so therefore there's no mamzerus. According to Beis Shammai, in the case of Beis Hillel, where the Yavama goes out Lashuk. Okay? So it says the Gemara, Shein Mamzer El Misha Shu Asur Lev Yisraeva. There's only Mamzeres from a woman who's forbidden to because of some Arias sister. The Chavala Christ in the case where there's Karis as well. In other words, there's a capital punishment attached to the case. Amra Vitara Tarva said, Toivani, I'm desirous, Sheyeli Tzaras Abbas, that I should have the co-wife of a daughter, meaning that the deceased brother was married to his brother-in-law's daughter and to another co-wife. I yearn for such case, Shasen Kun, in order that she should be able to marry her out, even to a Kohen, without having to undergo Chalitza. So who's he paskin like? They can marry out a co-wife. Beis Shammai holds that the Yavam can marry the co-wife, but not she can marry out. Who's the one holds she can marry out without a chalitza, even to a Kohen? That's Beis Hillel. Okay? So when Rabbi Tarbet said, I want a paskin like Beis Hillel, I'm so much waiting for such a case so I can paskin like Beis Hillel over Beis Shammai. Okay? Now we have a little bit of a longer story here. Shalos Rabbi Yeshua. Oh, not yet. This is a shortish one. Shalos B'nei Rabbi Yeshua. That's Rabbi Yeshua. Soros Mai. B'nei Soros Mai. What's the story with the kids of the Tzoros? In other words, these kids, which Beis Shammai says are legitimate, but Beis Hillel says are illegitimate. Amalem, so he said, Areh Atem Achnisim Es Roshi Ben Shtei Horim Gevoy. You're putting my head between two tall mountains. Between the words of Beis Shammai and the words of Beis Hillel. Bishul Shiratzus Mochi, and in order that they should... What? Squeeze his brains out, right. Avameid ani ha-mishpachas Beit Anubi. What I can do is I can testify there's a family in Beit Anubi, mi Beis Tzvuim, from the house of Tzvuim, ba-mishpachas Beit Kife, in the house of the Kife in Beit Koshish, shu b'nei Tzoros, they were children of Tzoros, v'ayu b'nei b'neim, and they got married, as Raz, the Pekormenei says, to the marketplace of that benefit of Chalitza, which according to Beis Shammai is a no-no. And nevertheless, their children were considered to be legitimate, not halalim, and therefore the Shayu Bnei Bneiim, their grandchildren were Kohanim Gedolim, great Kohanim, Oidim Makriya Gamizbeh, who saw them Mizbeh and sacrificed their pot. So you see that a Kohath can marry Lashuk without the benefit of Chalitza or Yibum as long as her co-wife was an erva. So the Yavam was forbidden to the Yavam, and that's in fact the case over here. Okay? It says one further. Rabbi Yaakov Rehidi B'Shem, Rabbi Yoshua Ben Levi said, Yaakov Rehidi said, Rabbi Yoshua Ben Levi, Now, this story is brought down with some modifications in the Bavli as well. Third line down the wide lines. A mice happened that the elders came in to Rabbi Dosa ben Hyrcanus. To Rabbi Dosa ben Hyrcanus, we show lo outsource Habas to ask about the co-wife of a daughter or any other ever. Amrullo said they said whether she's mutter to the brothers or not. So Amrullo said, Atu shat matir b'tzoros, are you the one who said it's mutter for the co-wife of a forbidden relationship to marry the guy with whom she does not have a forbidden relationship? So says the Gemara, Amrullo, so he said, Mashmatu, what'd you hear that you make me put me under suspicion? Says the Gemara, did you hear Doisa ben Hyrcanus? Did you hear that the ultimate statement was Doisa ben Hyrcanus? Amrullo, they said, no, we don't hear Doisa ben Hyrcanus. Ben Hyrcanus, Amrullo, we heard the word Ben Hyrcanus, we assumed it's you, whatever your first name is. Amrullo, they said, not true. Yonathan Achi, Lulava, B'chor Sata. It's Yonathan, my brother, he is the firstborn of a Satan. Which actually was considered to be a compliment in that days. Means he was very sharp. Very snappy. So, when we come into Beis Shammai, so the students of Beis Shammai. Huzaru imenu, be forewarned of him. Shlomo Shmuel's tshuva says Shlomo Tzoras Havas. He has 300 responses about Tzoras Havas, vis-a-vis other whether she can be has to be Mishra Bemis or Choletzes, or whether she can just go to the marketplace. Aslan Gabe, so they went to this fellow, to Yonason, the brother, Mishra Vakas of Lay, and in the meantime, his brother, Rabbi Doisa, told him, sent him a letter, be careful about the Chacham Yisroel who are coming to you in Nichas Elecha because they're obviously Choshra people. Shayan, so they came into Yonason's house. The Yosef Luka come in, they sat in front of him. Or have a Masbulon to explain to him why he held at Tzoras Habas should undergo Yimur Chalitza by one of the brothers. Lo Savrin, they didn't understand. Miss Berloni taught, tried him again. Lo Savrin did not understand. Shayan Miskan Namnami, so they started falling asleep. When you brought in, she didn't understand it. What do you do? Got it. So, question never happens here. So, I'm going to say something to Margaret Shear sleeps here. I'm going to say, Matu Miskan Namnami, why he was falling asleep? Shari Mishnah answered, so he started throwing rocks at them. Here we see the ancient source for throwing rocks at people who are recalcitrant. Okay? Pebbles. They were really pebbles. Maybe even sandstones. So it says the Gemara of East Divine, some say, Bechatra Alun, they came in at one gate, confident that they're going to overcome Yonathan and Hercules' argument. With Lus and Apki, they went down at three gates because they scattered in shame that they were not able to refute his arguments of learning. Asul Gabe, so they came to him. Amalei, so they said, Ma'atomar. They came back to Rabbi Dosa, the brother. And he said to them, they said to Rabbi Dosa, excuse me. Oh, I'm sorry, you're right. Shalach Amalei, so Yonatan sent the message to Dosa's brother, Ma'ashalachtali, why did you send me by Nosh people? Bo Melaf, that they still have to learn how to learn. For Michael, you don't chach me, Israel. And he said, these are the elders of Israel, these are the sages of Israel. Now one of them is Rabbi Akiva, we'll see who they are. So obviously he was big stuff. So they came back to Rabbi Doisa, they said, what do you say? We can't deal with your brother. It's too smart for us. What do you say? Armelay, so he said, I'll tell you. On this stone, or this millstone, Yoshav Chagai Anavi sat many years ago, Vehid and testified Shlosha Dvarim, three things. Al Tzoras Habas Shetinase Lekuna, that the Tzora of the co-wife of your daughter, I already massively married to another man, goes scot free and he can start from she goes scot free to the marketplace, and she didn't marry a Kohen. Now, if she had to undergo Chalitza, of course she's not allowed to marry a Kohen anymore. So here she does not have to undergo Chalitza, and she can marry a Kohen. And he also testified a couple other things. When you take off tights from them, since they're outside of Eretz Yisrael, they're not really required to keep Shemitah. But there's Takara Rabbana that they should keep Maisers. So when Shemitah here comes along, they actually have to give Maiser from the Shemitah stuff. Because there's not Takara Rabbana on Shemitah, but there is a Takara Rabbana on the Maiser. Valgeri Tadmor, and he also testified that the Gerim because city of Tamor, Shein Shenelvo, because they're acceptable to come to the congregation of Israel. Why? Because they're not Jews who were cast aside, but they were authentic, whatever they are. Okay? So it says the Gemara. At this point said, Plon Shein Einai, lift up the teeth of my eyes, meaning my eyelashes. Lichami lekar the Chachmei of Israel, I should recognize the elders of Israel. So obviously it's very important for him to come down and have this interview. So Aras Rabbi Yoshua. So Sir Rabbi Yoshua, but Karl Abi said about Rabbi Yoshua, Esmio Red Deo. He who's gonna teach wisdom, what we call nowadays Jehorach Yerodeo. And it says in the Karban Eidah says here that it says to be somebody who is I'm getting confused with the Rashi later on. That's pretty straightforward. So, sorry. Zochani Shoy. Oh, no. Rashi does say something here. Because the Pazzle says, Esmi Yoredev, Esmi Yovin Shmua. Who will have more knowledge and more understanding? It's Gemuli Michal. Those who are weaned from milk. I think it was Shai Mary, removed from the breast. Why is that? Because when they are far away. Wrong words. That's because when they means those who were weaned on Torah at an early age. That's what it means. And he explains it right away. He says, I remember when the Rebbe Shua's mother used to take the shul in a cradle, the shul she stopped was the Divrei Torah, in order that his ears should be attuned to Divrei Torah. Then he saw Rebbe Akiva, called up Kfirim Rush of Ravel. It says, Kfirim Rush of Ravel, the young lions were made noise, or were impoverished, I should say more precisely, and were hungry. And so to Rebbe Akiva in his youth, was very impoverished and very hungry for Torah. But then it says, Dorshi Hashem Uyachsu Gatov, those who quest Kosh Baruch will not be lacking. And now we change, Makir Ani Shon Gibor B'Toro. I know he's a great man of Torah. Zen Ros Rebbe Loz Ben Azariah, he saw Rebbe Loz Ben Azariah, the Kocho Lov, he said, now you see Gamzo Kanti, I was a young lad at a cold age. Makir Ani, I remember, Shul Dor Asir Lezer, he's the 10th generation from Ezra. Les Messiah was the 10th generation from Ezra. Vayinoi diamond of the day, and its eyes are like his. Now, this bothered me as I saw this. How did you know what Ezra's eyes look like? He wasn't even an optometrist. How do you know what Ezra's eyes look like? So I saw a beautiful shot of the Meshach Chachma, the Ari Yashim is down. He says, you know what Ezra did? Ezra, according to Yerushalmi at least, Yerushalmi and Shabbos, he changed the way the Sefer Torah is written. It was originally written in Saviv, according to Yerushalmi. He changed the script to Tzav Ashuri. Why did he do that? Because people were no longer reading ancient Hebrew script, so he had to make it accessible to people. That's what Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah did. What was the first thing he did when they kicked out Rabban Gamliel? He made the Beit Midrash accessible. Everybody could get in. That's what it means. His eyes are like Ezra's, because it says the leadership of congregation is called Einei Ha'eda, the eyes of the congregation. So his eyes, meaning Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah's perspective on leadership, is the same. We have to make Torah as widespread as possible. Okay? So that's a beautiful shot. I'm Rabbi Chida Tzipori, said after Rabbi Tafra, Rabbi Tarfon is also with them. Bekorah Lov, and he said, Kadosh Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Rabbi Tarfon, the same thing he said to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Okay, now let's get back to the game. Rav Nachman Yaakov Amar, he said, the Kabbin gave me a Karduyim, like I said, came for the Karduyim, I mean a Tadmorim for the Tadmorim, because they're definitely going. You know, we have many cases in Jewish history where you have people who say they're Jewish, and we don't know if they're actually Jewish, that caused them a lot of problems. So the Jewish, they have to abide by laws of divorce and marriage in order to avoid mamzerus. But if they're going, who cares? So it's much better in most cases, to convert from goyhood than from questionable Jewhood. Okay? Is that clear? So here they were kosher because they were definitely going beforehand. Rabbi Avobashem, Rabbi Yochanan says, Masi Sormer came, the Mishnah tells us this, Shekerei Tadmor Kshay, read that the Kerei come from Tadmor or kosher. Tom, so you learned over there. Korak Soya, boy, me recumtorim, all bloodstains which come from Rekam are tar. Why? Because it's either real blood or because it's blood of a Nida, but from a woman who's not Jewish. And non-Jewish women don't have Nida tumor, right? Geri Tadmo Ksheri is teaching us if everybody there is tar, means they're all goyim, so it must be that people who are there in Megai are okay. Why is that? Because that means that they were definitely not Jewish before, and that's why their blood stains were not tummy. Okay? So says the Gemara, Rabbi Yaakov Amar Shmosa, Rabbi Yaakov said over the following sugya. Now I'm going to learn it says Shari Torah Sitzro. Rabbi Chida, Rabbi Shuvan Levi, Chad Masha once said, L'chad Chila one could take these people as Gerim. Chad Makaba one accepted them, but the Yevit, he didn't like accepting them, because he still had a questionable. But so that's a machlokas. Man the machshir says it's okay, makabel. So the b'yevdi who accept it. Man the kabel who says that only b'yevdi accepts it. Lo machshir, it's not l'chatchilo, not preferable. Rabbi Yosef Rabu Mishaim, can you hear me back there, by the way? It filled up a little bit. Rabbi Yosef Rabu Mishaim, Rabbi Nachman Yaakov said, Bavel, it says Avol here, but it's Bavel. Bavel, you'll see Bavel in terms of family relationships. Ad Nahar's rogue is like till rivers rogue. We know that Bavel is considered to be genealogically pure. So to what extent, in other words, they didn't intermarry or commingle, stuff like that. So to what point is that the case? Until the point of Nahar's rogue. The Chronomar and the other one say Ad Nahar Wani, to the Wani River. Between the two rivers is like the Gola, meaning it's good in terms of Yichus. Rabbi Chanani broke a shame. Rabbi Yehuda ben Zebne Meishol Lo Choshulu El Mishum Sveikel Savi Chalos. The people of Meishol, they're not supposed to be Mamzerim, only that the Kohanim there might be Chaloli. The Kohanim Shisham, why? Because the Kohanim over there is Lo Yikbila Grushas, they were not meticulous not to marry the divorcees. Kamakarian, but in Babel, they called Mesa. It's already dead. There was nothing reliable was going on there. Lemadai, they called Choyla, it's almost dead. In other words, in terms of Yichus, there was no way of knowing specifically that was reliable at all. Right? Elam, because Kabchoy, Gosisos, they're not yet fully dead, but they're getting there. Chevel Yama, in other words, in terms of the Yichus, they're gradually losing it. Chevel Yama, the Chelta de Bavel. The area of Chevel Yama is the best area for Yichus in Bavel, with the assumption very high, the people there are kosher people. Shanios is a place name. Avyoina, Vinuchaya, Vitsutsuraisa, all these places are Tachlis of the Chevel Yama, are the best of Chevel Yama, even the better than the best. Now, period. In the Bishan Mitzvah, the quote for a bride, they are by Tzoros, by co-wives, Urachios, by wives, we get Yashar, a get which is already too old and has been given. With Savik, it's a question of a woman who's married. With Mekasha, a Pruta, and they are about somebody who marries somebody else with less than a dinar, with a Pruta. By Magar Shazishko, it's somebody who married, who divorced his wife. But then they went to the motel on Lincoln Avenue together. Remember, guys, she used to have Lonnie Mo Papundiki. They went to the motel, don't say day rates or night rates. They went to a motel together. What's their status? Are they remarried or are they separate? The gay ocean is when it was written more than a certain amount of time ago. Oh, no. Yeah, so I guess it's superfluous. Like the next case is superfluous. That a woman only gets married for the value of a dinar, which is Beis Shammai's opinion in the Machlokas before with Beis Hillel, whether it's seven or whether it's a pruta or a dinar. So in any event, this is all superfluous, so maybe they're both superfluous. Nevertheless, despite all these differences of opinion, lo nimnu Beis Shammai iliso nashim. Beis Shammai not refrain from marrying women from Beis Hillel. Will Beis Hillel Beis Shammai nor Beis Hillel from Beis Shammai? And Nogim beEmes Shalom. They conduct themselves with truth and peace. Shnei Marav Emes Shalom Ahavu. Love, truth, and peace. Says more Mamzeres, but a sign about the Marachim was there indeed Mamzeres among them. So how can you say this? So this line really should have been before. In other words, should have said, how can you say this? That they marry each other's Mamzeres? And the answer is Emes Shalom Nogu beNeim. Imagine nowadays. If according to your psak, I say there's a mamzer, according to your psak, might say it's a mamzer. Immediately, the first thing, flying rocks. Right? Nobody's going to be. But the old days, they managed to get along. But no, each other mamzer, that's right. Okay. Hey, Chavira, now how do you have a case of mamzers in terms of how, the marriage, or the, what the amount of money to the contract the marriages? Hey, Chavira, Kide Sharisha Mishav Bruta. Thank you. You marry the first one for a shove at Pruta, by Shani Bedino, and the second woman, you married two women in a row. One he gave her a Pruta, second one he gave a Dino. So who's according to Beis Shammai, and died to Beis Shammai, who's married? The second one. Dai Shami Kudesh Shane is married the second one to whom he gave a Dino, because the Pruta doesn't count. Died to Beis Hillel, according to Beis Hillel, who's he married to? Mukudesh is Larishon, right? I skipped. Adaiti Beis Shammai Kodesh Hashem is married to the second one, but Avad Mamzer Min Harishon. And the kid for the first one is a Mamzer. It's not necessarily a Mamzer, right? Because it's just a kid out of wedlock. But, you know, the point is that if she, the point is that it's conceivable to design a scenario which that can happen, right? Adaiti Beis Hillel, of course, Mudesh Harishon is married to the first one, but Avad. Ooh, I made a boo-boo. Bad boo-boo. There are two husbands, not two wives. One woman! Two men! So the one woman got first from Reuven, she got a pruta, and from Shimon, she got a dinar. So according to Beis Shammai, she's married to the second guy. She has a relation to the first guy. The kid's the mom's there. According to Beis Shammai, the opposite. Bad mistake. You guys should have caught that one. Shows you're more sleepy than I am. Sazra, Rabbi, Aldaida Beisil, Mugesh Rish, to marry to the first one, by Vlad Mamzer Shani, and the kid is the Mamzer for the second one. Rabbi Yaakov Barach, Rabbi Shari Yochet said, Moidim Beis Shammai, Le Beisil, El Chormin. Beis Shammai was willing to make a concession to Beisil. They're willing to go along with Beisil, Le Chumra, and assume that once a woman receives a Pruta, she's a Mukudash, she's a that. In fact, the Bible, at least the Kiddushin, says that everything has to do with the das of the woman. That even Beis Shammai would agree if the woman had das to take less than a dinar, that that would work. Okay? Says the Gemara, may have to, if that's the case, Beis Shammai Sunar should be Beis Hillel. Let Beis Shammai marry women from Beis Hillel and not vice versa. Dinu Modile, because they can see the Beis Hillel and a Pruta. Beis Hillel Yisum Nashu Beis Shammai. But Beis Hillel should not marry women from Beis Shammai. Leisum Modile, they don't concede to them. So says more Rabbi Chila, B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan said, Eilu Beilu Kalochi Yosim. No. Later on, at the bottom of the page, we're going to see there was a Pasco which came out and said, Halacha Beis Hillel. Right? So they both followed that Pasco and did Kalocha, meaning they did not maintain their previous positions. And that's why each one could marry the other. Not because they notified each other, but because each one followed the baseline halacha stated by the Basco that we go after Shavar Pruta. Okay? Wait, we'll get there. One second. Mar's not going to ask him, we'll deal with that. Says the Gemara, Wait a minute. In Kalochios, if that's the case, that even Beis Shammai counts out the Beis Hillel after the Baskol, what about the following case? What about Bedot Nina? What about that case you learned? Shoglen Beis Shammai Upachsua. Now, this is talking about a case of a mikveh. The mikveh, normally, to connect one mikveh to another mikveh, what's the size of the aperture? Shpoferes Anod. Shpoferes Anod means the reed of the bottleneck of a bottle, which is two etzbos. The amount that you can turn in two etzbos in. So that's Beis Hillel Shita. But Beis Shammai says you have to have the majority. I'm right. Yeah. Go look in the mikvah. I don't want to ask no what. I don't want to know last time when you went to a mikvah was, but if you go to the mikvah at Rosh Hashanah, then you'll see that it has. That's the connection between the two boroughs. Okay, to make it a little larger, of course, but it's a real litvak. I doubt he goes there at Rosh Hashanah. Okay. So Ika, so says one. So why does Beis Shammai achieve Chosas Ruba? Beis Shammai says until they knock down the whole thing. So Beis Shammai actually had them knock down the wall. If they agreed to Beis Hillel, why they knock down the wall? Some Rabbi Yossi, it's a really a fascinating thing. Actually, listen to this. This is really a very big chiddush. Actually, Bar Maisa Eitzel Beis Hillel. Even after the Baskol, until Beis Hillel Paskin Halacha LaMaisa something, Beis Shammai didn't have to concede to them. Even after the Baskol, even after the Beis Hillel, and all he meant was Beis Hillel Paskin Halacha LaMaisa. Now we're out of Machloikas. Just because they argued that, I didn't mean Beis Hillel was right and that Beis Shammai had to bow to them. It was only after came Halacha LaMaisa that actually Beis Hillel ruled in a episode in a practical halacha like their ruling. You see that? Before Maisa and Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai were allowed to touch it as they wanted. Only Mishabu Maisa to Beis Hillel, Loi Beis Shammai Nogibo. Only once the Beis Hillel did a deed, Halacha LaMaisa, only then could Beis Shammai not touch it anymore from their perspective. Amar Ravi Avmori. Ravi Avmori said, yo, makes it right what they said. Because Mati wasn't saying there in the Brisa. Came along, but not any subsequent one, even if Beis Hillel came along later and changed it to their standards. Because again, everything is not, Beis Shammai is allowed to change it to their standards until Beis Hillel comes to Paskins on it. He would tell us, my friend, I love Mikan Alaba, not for the future on. Had Beis Hillel now come and fix it up, then Beis Shammai would have no right to complain and they have to abide by the Shofar Sando. Rabbi Yisrael Ben Amar, Rabbi Shmuel Ben Machlokes, Chanamar Eilu Ve'ilu Ke'aloch Eidosin, each birthday, they both did like that law expressed by the Baskol. Each one followed their own law and ignored the other one's standards. So now that we're asked, how can we allow such a rift in Klal Yisrael that the one party holds that this is a mamzer, and the other party holds that it's the other party holds a mutter, and we're allowed to go on? So it's the Bible who says they notified each other. And that's how they managed to do it. Because they told each other what the problem women were. The problem boys, the problem men. So, basically, Shami says differently. Shami says, I'm welcome to Shami, Vlo, you're on my Samuel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu guarded that it never happened during the time that Shami saw their arguments, for whatever hundreds of years they had the argument, that there was a Tzara Sabbath. Didn't happen. So if it never happened, there never was any question. The machlokes remained purely theoretical. Okay? Says Gemara Kado. Now it's going to explain opinion that each one, now we're going to explain opinion that each one can follow their own line of reasoning. What's the opinion? No, I need a drink. I'll be right back. I'm losing it. Okay. Opinion that holds that each one did as they wanted. Right? Not that they followed the Baskol. I turn on. Kado the Tani. That just said, Korotzu l'achmil atzmo. We had this already many times in chat. Anybody who wants to be machir upon himself, anybody who wants to be machir on himself, And Lino Kuchumi Beisham and Kuchumi Beisil, and do like the Kuchumis of both of them. Alzana Amara says about this, Aksil Bechoshik Olech, the idiot walks in darkness. Yeah, Gmar Nerevin Daf Yud Gimel. But Bavli. Kuchumi Eilu Beilu, it's something that's like both of their kulos, Niko Rasha, Golan Evil Tour. El Okunibe Beisham and Kuchumim Chumim, person can be consistent like Beisham and the Kulos of Chumas, Okunibe Beisil of the Kulim Chumim, or consistent like Beisil and the Chumar Kulos of Chumas. Other Tema Chloyotza Basco. Now the other being knows that that's before the Basco came out. Avo Mishiotza's Basco, when the Basco came out, La Ola Malog Beisil, Halog is always like Beisil. Okay? Everybody who transgresses the words of Beis Hill, Chayev Miso is Chayev liable to death. Tani Yotza Basko, Varma, now I want to tell you, the Shari Torah Yisrael is a whole thing here. He wants to say that Beis Shammai were really the Essenes. He identifies Beis Shammai with the Essenes, and he tries to show parallels between Beis Shammai, Shita, and Beis Hill, and the Essenes, Shita, you know, those people, the Dead Sea groups. And then he wants to say that this is a tremendous machlokas for years in Klai Yisrael between the Prushim and the Issim, which were Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. So finally in Yavne, they actually decided that it has to be like Beis Hillel, not Beis Shammai. And he wants to say Ram Gamliel was head of the Beis Shammaiites, and the day they kicked them out was the day they decided to Paschal like Beis Hillel, and that was the Basco. It wasn't a supernatural voice, but rather it was the voice of the Sanhedrin deciding, for now we're going to follow Beis Hillel. And from then on, Beis Shammai was down the tubes. He brings parallels to say around why who tries to prove around Gamliel's like Beis Shammai, and from that he said, Ain Tochel Kaboro, you know, people who don't have the inside like the outside can't end the base matter, since that's like Beis Shammai, who wouldn't let the Gerim in, you know, kept the Gerim out, he said, that wouldn't let the people in if they were not too frivolous and stuff like that. I think it's all nonsense. I think it's all made up and not true. I think Basco is as simple as voice from Shammai, right? That's what it always means. And Tani, we learned Yotza Basco Vamra. A voice came out and said, Eilu ve'eilu tibel kim chayim, ava lochak be'sil lo'am lochas like be'sil lo'aylam. And I think maybe from this the Arizal got, you know, the Arizal said to have said, reputed to have said, that lochas like be'sil in this world, but like Beis Shammai in the world to come, right? You ever hear that one?
Yes.
Oh, you heard it. No, I lochas like Beis Shammai. So it's a little bit of a deal here. Welcome to the Olam. For this world. Not for the next world. But anyway, Be'echon Yotza Basco. Now the Yerushalmi asks a very funny question. Where did the Basco come out? Rabbi Yerushalmi, Rabbi Yochan Amar, B'Yavne Yotza Basco. The Basco came out of the Yavne. Which is very funny. What? Who cares? So I think the Pshat is like this. Places asked the Kasha, by the famous mites we had back in Moikot and Rebbe Lezim and Horkanos, it said Loba Shamayimi, right? You don't Paschal like a Basco, the Basco Paschal like Rebbe Lezim. But here we Paschal like the Basco. Balos Basil, what's the difference? So I think Yerushalmi is coming to answer that. He says, depends if the Basco comes out. If the Basco comes out outside of Basin, then he can't Paschal like the Basco. But if the Basco came out in Yavne, in the Basin, that's a different kind of Basco. Rezloba Shamayimi means I can't bring proofs to my Shita wherever I am by performing miracles. But if Basin asks for a sign from Shamayim and the Basco comes then to them, then they're allowed to follow it. You see, I think that's the difference where the Basco came out. And that's asking, if the Basco came out in, you know, my backyard, or the other, or Beis Medrash somewhere, or Shtibol, that doesn't count. But it came out of Yavne, that makes a difference. Okay? How do you sound reasonable? Doesn't like it. All right. Ashlo Chavesh Chavesh Nasim. Next, Eric. Case of Ashlo Chavesh Yavo Lama. How do you have a case of a brother who wasn't alive at the same time as the dead brother? So Shnei Achim, there are two brothers who are alive at the same time. And then one of them died. And then a third brother was born. So the third brother is alive at the time of the second brother, but not at the time of the first brother. Now, the first brother had a wife. And the second brother did Yibum on that wife. But then the second brother died, right? Umeis, right? The second brother died. Rishona, the wife who was married to the first brother, she goes out because she was married to a brother when the third brother was not yet born. So she cannot marry to do even to the third brother, even though she went through the second brother. It doesn't work. Vashnia and the co-wife, the other wife of the second brother, Mishum Tzarasa, she gets free because she's the Tzara. Asabam Maimaru Mace. That is a fascinating case. You have two Yivamas. Same case. You have two, Reuven, the brother who died. Shimon was alive at the same time as Reuven. Levi was not. Shimon took Reuven's wife. It wasn't Miyabimer, but he did Mimerner. Who remembers what Mimer means? He was Mekadisher with Dechup and Kiddushin. Dechup and Kiddushin worked by Yevama? Not the rights, according to most opinions, although in the Shami it's not all clear. But at best, the Rabbanon, it seems. So therefore, what he did to Reuven's wife, Shimon, is he married her to Rabbanon, but not the rights. So now when Shimon dies, he had the Reuven's ex-wife, who he did Maimer to, and his own wife. So now, Levi cannot, of course, can't marry Reuven's wife, because that was Eish Tzarev Shaloyah Baloma. He was alive at the same time that Reuven was alive. Levi, however, also cannot marry Shimon to be Miyavi Shimon's other wife, the Rabbanah, because Shimon is co-married to two wives, the Rabbanah, not the Raisa, one of which is forbidden to Levi. But since it's only a rabbinic prohibition, not a Torah prohibition, so he still has to chalitza to Shimon's other wife in order that she should be able to go free. Because the Torah, the Rabbanon undermining his right to do Yibum, does not deprive him of the necessity to do chalitza. Okay? Now how do we learn this all out? So Shnei Chaletzes Lomis Yabemes. How do we learn this all out? Yachta. It says Yachta. That be together in this world. Probably, as opposed to his brother's wife who's not in the world at the same time. Says to locate mano and omri. I said, not for the drush, what did you say? Mace below bunny. Say, ishto asurali no say. If that's the case, without the drush, what would you say? If Reuven had a wife. And Reuven died and there were no brothers. Could she get married? No. Maybe Reuven's father, Yaakov, will have another kid 50 years from now. Remember, men are fertile far longer than women, right? So maybe, without the word Yachtov, what would you have said, says the Gemara? Would you have said that a wife is never allowed to remarry? Because maybe, unless, obviously, the father, Yaakov, is dead. But until Yaakov is dead, she shouldn't be allowed to be married. Because maybe someday Yaakov will have another kid, right? But if that's the case, Afilu Meisimo, and even if his mother's dead, Teishla Asurlina, say his wife should be forbidden to marry, Shem Yechovi, maybe his father in his old age, dirty old man, Yech Mislo Ishachers, will go marry another wife. Chatz Shem doesn't have to be a dirty old man, even a clean man. He can go and marry another wife, the only man, and have a son, Ruteishta's Kukuli Ovum, and his daughter-in-law, the wife of the deceased, will have to be Misyabemis. V'yoyimah Kori, the Yerushalmi has a tremendous sense of humor here. The Yerushalmi says, so if that's the Bosuk, it shouldn't say, Uben Einlo, he doesn't have a kid, it should say, Uben Vilav Einlo. They have to make sure that he has no kids and no father, Because if he has a father, then he'd have to wait until the father dies, so he shouldn't have any other brothers. So obviously that's intolerable, preposterous. So Eishes Sarim Shlo Yobo Loma, that she's not required to undergo if there are no brothers now, it should be Pashat Misvah that she's allowed to right now get married, and she doesn't have to wait around to see if the father Yaakov has any more kids. So what do we need to address of Yaakov for if his son heals? When the father dies, and he leaves the mother of the deceased brother Muberes pregnant. In other words, there is a potential brother right now because the mother-in-law is pregnant. You might think in that case he has to wait. The mother, the girl has to, the wife has to wait. Shelo Tomei shouldn't say if in this Ilumeis, if now the brother dies, going back to this generation, Phineas Ishtar Muberes and leaves his wife pregnant. In that case, she has to wait, right? Leiden ben kayamu, imeno ben kayamu, to know if she's going to have a child who survives or not. If her child survives, this is the yavama. If her child survives, she doesn't have to do yibum. If her child doesn't survive, so she doesn't have to say do yibum, right? If her child survives, she doesn't have to do yibum. If her child does not survive, she has to do yibum. So I might say that so too if the mother of the deceased husband is pregnant, you have to wait to see if she has a kid, which is going to make her wait now 13 years to Yibum or not. So it says, so to here she has to wait to see if there'll be a viable kid or not, who's going to be her Yavam. To preclude a kid who's not around, in other words, even if the mother of the deceased brother is pregnant now, she doesn't have to wait around to see if this kid is born, and right now she's got free to marry the shul. So it's plush to you, Shami. Of course she can, if she doesn't have to wait for the next 50 years to see if there's going to be another brother. The chiddush is, even if there's an imminent brother, the mother is pregnant with an imminent brother, she doesn't have to wait around for that kid. She gets to go and marry the shul right away. And even after the kid is born, she's still ready muteres because of the drush of Yachton. The kid wasn't around. When her husband died, she's not concerned with him. We're not concerned with him. We'll stop here for tonight. That's true. But that's the one that's not taken into account because you would have to wait then and see.